The railway sector will, by the first quarter of next year, receive an injection of $1 billion for rehabilitation works. This is a result of the president's investment tour of the UK and Norway. According to the chief executive officer of the Ghana Investment Promotion Center, Mawina Treba, four top investors are already in the country to have first-hand information on the sector.
We've taken a very targeted view. Yes, we have met with some extremely big institutional investors who will be coming into the country in the first quarter of next year. I'm certain that because of the quantum of investments they are seeking to pursue, some have developed actual funds for projects in the railway industry to the tune of in excess of $1 billion. So these are very serious investors who've done this a number of times on the continent. And we targeted our interactions with them with support from the Honorable Minister of Finance, who's very focused on also, you know, allowing participation from the government side because we have an infrastructure investment fund. Those are the kinds of positive outlays that we are able to present when we do have these missions, but always again encouraging them to look at the Ghanaian private sector and identify potential partners, because it's about building the balance, supporting the domestic business community as we look at inviting the international business within the first quarter of 2015. There are two of them actually.